Blackstone Audio presents. The Last King of Scotland by Giles Foden. Loose ends, things unrelated, shifts, nightmare journeys, cities arrived at and left, meetings, desertions, betrayals, all manner of unions, adulteries, triumphs, defeats. These are the facts. Alexander Trockey. Caine's Book, 1960. Part 1. 1. I did almost nothing on my first day as Idi Amin's doctor. I had just come in from one of the western provinces, where I'd worked in a bush surgery. Kampala, the city, seemed like paradise after all that. Back in my old neighborhood, I seen to Edie once, on his bullying visits to the gum-booted old chiefs out there. He would drive a red Maserati manically down the dirt tracks, walking in the evenings under the telegraph poles where the kestrels perched. You could tell where he'd been. The green fringe of the grass down the middle of the track would be singed brown by the burning sump of the low-slung car. On this occasion, he'd hit a cow. Some poor smallholder had probably been fattening it up for slaughter. Spun the vehicle and been thrown clear, spraining his wrist in the process. The soldiers following him in their slow, camouflaged jeeps had come to call for me. I had to go and attend to him by the roadside. Groaning in the grass, Edie was convinced the wrist was broken, and he cursed me in Swahili as I bound it up. But I must have done something right, because a few months later, I received a letter from the Minister of Health, Jonah Waswa, appointing me to the post of President Amin's personal physician, medical doctor to His Excellency, at State House, one of his residences. That was Edie's way, you see.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?